It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
We are nearing the end of 2019 and getting ready to move on into the 2020s. It's going to be pretty crazy. I know I have a kid who's graduating from high school in May.
That's wild.
I know. Oh, Whitney Sheldon is here with me. I'm Jennifer Boozer, owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. Cannabama is located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile and at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K, right past Pete's Party Castle, as everybody likes to say, on Schillinger Road. And Whitney, tell us where you're located.
We are in Daphne, Alabama, at the corner of Friendship and 64.
Tell me your hours.
We are open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 10 to 4, and now Sunday hours from 12 to 4.
All right. Yeah, we added Sunday hours a couple months ago. So I think that we could, if we were open 23 hours a day, people would say, why aren't you open 24?
Oh, yeah. The people get what the people want. So we are going to be open on Sundays now.
There's a demand. That's awesome. Well, how was your Black Friday?
Probably like everyone else's. Yeah. So chaotic.
Yeah. I know. I'm still tired.
Mm-hmm. I woke up an hour late.
Oh, yeah.
I got there on time.
Mm-hmm.
And just prayed that people didn't come in while I was finishing stuffing.
No, I get it. I had to get somebody to come by the house and grab all the edibles I had been cooking all night long because I was late.
Yeah.
And I was late getting there, but my staff was on time, thank God.
Right. I got there with trays of edibles. Same situation, except for we didn't have the luxury of them already being packaged. I made Bubba help me.
Yeah. Well, we don't, you know, we just put them out. We made a little spread.
That's nice.
And in each store. And I cooked so many cookies and brownies and dipped pretzel sticks with CBD. But they were so good.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first time I've ever done it.
It's amazing what you can do with the hemp flower.
I'm telling you.
Someone sent me a cannabis gravy recipe for Thanksgiving.
What?
I did not make it.
Oh, well, but, next year.
Right.
There's always Christmas.
There is.
I bet cannabis cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I can think of lots of things you could put it in.
Right, just about anything.
Just inject the turkey. Everybody's calm. No one's starting anything.
It'd be the best Thanksgiving you've ever had. You
right?
don't have to worry about that tension about what someone might say because you probably just won't care.
Right. And if anybody doesn't eat turkey, you can hit them with the pie later.
Right.
I had 3 peanut butter cookies and I had been up, like I said, all night cooking the edibles. And so I was already a little batty and I was hungry. So I had 3 cookies, not even thinking. And I made the mistake of sitting down on the couch and I was like, okay, if I fall asleep, just tell them I was up all night making these great cookies because I don't think I can breathe anymore. I was so tired.
Oh, yeah. I think we've all been there.
Yeah. It was fun, though. We had a crazy weekend.
Right.
We did Black Friday.
Yes.
We did Small Business Saturday, of course.
Mm-hmm. We did the same.
It was the Iron Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our first Cannabama Sessions because when we planned it, no one thought about the Iron Bowl or Small Business Saturday. So, yes, there I was, delirious, emceeing a 5-act concert in the front parking lot of my store. It was so fun, though.
I could only imagine. And then how was your turnout?
It was good. It was our first time. We probably have 50 people.
That's great.
Which I was glad it wasn't just 5.
Right.
You know, you never know.
Because you never, oh, 5 bands,
yes,
performing to the 5 people who are just.
Right. So we had the game on, and then we kind of got started a little late because of the game, you know. But it was fun. We had a good time. And we ended up having snacks, and we had drinks, and the game was on, and And the music was great. It was really fun.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was fun. And only one idiot honked their horn driving past while they were playing music, which was thoughtful.
Right.
Of course. But no, we had, it was interesting.
Right. You don't ever know what people have up their sleeves when they're coming out to perform.
Yes. I was taken aback a little bit by some of it.
Yes.
It was great, though. It wasn't all PG, so it was a little bit like, oh, okay. But, cool. You know, we lived through it. It was good.
Well, so you expect an 18-plus crowd most of the time.
Well, that's true, and there weren't any kids, but, you know, if there had been, it might not have been great, but there would have been some explaining to do right? later. But it was over quickly, that part, so it was good. I just thought, I should have been more involved in figuring out what was going to happen.
But next anyway. Time, there's going to be a 10-minute
yes.
Q&A session, and you're going to have to submit your lyrics.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, please, please. No, well, it was good. We had a great turnout, so I was really proud of it. I'm excited for the next one.
Oh, yeah. I've got my calendar marked now.
Well, what do you guys have coming up?
So we have December 14th, our third Puff and Paint.
Ooh, see, now I haven't been to this, but I'm excited because I'm actually completely free that day.
Okay, so Jen Sharon comes out. Mm-hmm. She is our artist.
Yeah.
She comes out with a beautiful picture that she's already painted, and she's like, this is what we're going to achieve.
Yeah.
I would say 2% of the room achieves it, and the other people, I'm part just of that. There to have fun. I'm part of that 98. That's like, this looks like a potato.
Yeah.
She's like, it was supposed to be a tree. Yeah. Mine was like a purple spud.
Yeah. With
a piece of bacon hanging out the bottom.
But so. You guys paint and you smoke.
We do. And I always make edibles. And we've got some regulars who have now, when they, we're having Puff and Paint. It's like, I expect Mitch to show up,
mm-hmm.
and he better have that buffalo dip.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's like that. It's like
Yeah. It's like you know, people know their dishes.
Right.
So it's been like we just get to know one another, and there's always a good playlist to vibe to, and it's always very interesting because I do a different strain each time.
Oh, everybody smokes the same. Okay.
So round one, we did Honolulu Haze, and we had a little bit more activity with our group. They were really vibing with the music and talkative right. and chatty Cathy's. And then Puff and Paint number two, we did Wedding Cake.
Oh, my gosh, entire such a big fave at ours.
Oh, my gosh.
Wedding Cake.
But have you ever been in a room where it looks like everyone's taking the ACT?
Oh, no.
Because that's how they were painting. Like, they were so in tuned with their canvas and that paintbrush. I was like, hey, so it's my birthday weekend. How's everybody? They're like, mm-hmm. And
yeah.
They were so in touch with the painting and just trying to achieve.
That's fun.
So it's interesting just by the strains and how they match up with people.
Right, because some of them give you mental clarity and focus and more creative ability because it also relaxes you.
I would say Wedding Cake, definitely if you ever had a detail-oriented task that you needed to get done, Wedding Cake is the perfect strain.
People love it.
Oh, yeah.
People ask for it. I've had a hard time getting it.
It's nice and clean. It's mm-hmm. good tasting.
Yeah.
Small and sticky. It's like you.
Right. Well, I don't know what it is that people love about it so much, but they do love it. Well, before we move on to the break and start taking calls, by the way, if you would like to talk to us, if you would like to ask questions, give a testimonial about CBD, you know, ask us anything, you'll be able to call in after the break, and we'll give you that number when it's time. But before we go to the break, I want to remind everybody that Cannabama is always focused on fundraising for one cause or another. And right now we are focusing on a children's Christmas outreach from the Cave Ministries. And we will have a link on the website at cannabama.com and on our Facebook page. I'm sure Whitney will also post that information later tonight. And we are raising funds to provide Christmas for the children that attend the Cave Ministries. And, of course, always I want to remind people to be mindful of donations for Angie's House. I know they just took in a new lady, and she was shooting up heroin Tuesday night, and she's been using CBD since they got her Wednesday morning and drinking the Kangen water from the store.
Yes.
And she was in church yesterday morning and really doing well.
That's amazing.
5 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And I haven't gotten to meet her yet, but Audrey, who works for me and who also is a resident there, gave me a little recap of what's been going on, and I couldn't be more pleased. So we're going to start taking calls when we come back. We'll see you in just a minute.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We decided that we were going to catch up on our Black Friday and Christmas plans and take some calls live. So while we're chatting, if you would like to call into the show, you can reach us at 251-343-0106. And ask questions of me or Whitney about our businesses, about CBD. You could tell us a testimonial you'd like to share.
I love a testimonial.
You know, ask us pretty much anything. So back to what we were talking about before, I wanted to mention that our new musical resident will be Madison Bolt. And she is awesome. I actually had a weird way of meeting her because she had done our posters, really beautiful posters for the Canabama sessions with Lorianne, and so I was told you need to talk to this girl, and she ended up being my waiter driver delivery person like the next day, so that was really cool. I think we have a call.
Yay!
This is my first time.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes.
Who am I speaking to?
John.
John, what can I do for you?
I have tried the CBD oil.
Yes.
And it has not relieved any of my pain.
Okay.
I don't have a complete knee joint replacement.
Uh-huh.
I got my pain pill, knocked it down 10% when I go into my PT. And then somebody gave me some of the oil.
Yeah.
And the oil just knocked it down to 10% of the pain. I didn't have that much relief using it.
You didn't have that much relief?
No, I didn't. So I said my body just that way.
Well, now can you tell me exactly what product, like how much of it you were using and how you were taking it?
I'll put it on the tongue.
Okay, do you know what the serving size was, how many milligrams you were taking?
5.
I'm sorry?
I either 5 or 30, whatever that eyedropper will hold.
30 milliliters.
Okay. Do you know what the big number on the front of the bottle was?
No, I don't have it with me. I get a little information.
Okay. Now, in my experience, and Whitney, you may have a different experience, but in my experience, usually when it doesn't have much of an impact, that just means that you are not getting enough per serving. Did you hold it under your tongue for at least a minute?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, I think maybe you weren't getting enough of a serving size, and you should definitely try again. I wish you could tell me exactly what the milligrams per serving were. But especially something like that when you've had surgery or an injury or you're sick, usually a little bit more is required. For me, I know I don't usually take it more than twice a day unless I'm sick or if I hurt myself and there's a little bit more inflammatory response in my body. But, 9 times out of 10, if we adjust that serving size, it makes a really big difference.
Where y'all located on Sugar Row?
We are between Greelot and Cottage Hill. Do you know where Pete's Party Castle is?
Pete's Party, yeah.
There's Pete's Party Castle, and then there's a church, and then there's us. Okay. We're right there before you get to the Cottage Hill, intersection.
Okay, then an Allstate agent.
Yes, please. Yes, we're next door to the Allstate agent. Yes, sir, we sure are.
Okay, if I get by the house, I'm staying at my mom's. She got dimensions.
Okay.
And I go by and get the bottle I'm using.
Bring us your bottle, yes. Bring us your bottle and let us help work with you on that serving size, okay?
Okay.
We'll find something. We always do. Thank you. I think we have another caller. Hello?
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So I sort of had a question regarding both of you guys could answer, either or.
Okay.
For someone that's sort of, you know, getting into CBD,
mm-hmm.
I was sort of trying to figure out, you know, what products would you recommend for people with chronic back pain?
Well, the first question I would ask is, do you drug test?
No.
Okay. Whitney?
So a lot of my customers have been loving the Good Patch, which is a transdermal patch that you put directly on your pain site.
Yes, we just got some new patches.
And so,
I love them.
Yeah, you get to wear them for 12 hours of continuous wear.
Yes.
So just think about putting it on before going to bed and then waking up in the morning and still getting to keep it on for a few more hours. So
Right.
People love that.
Yeah, I think ours are 8 hour.
Really?
Yeah.
So yeah, ours are 12, and we've got some that are 15 milligram and some that are 20.
Oh, ours are. I have some that are 100.
Oh, jeez.
So are supercharged. You putting that patch directly on the location of where the
yes,
like the
that
pain
would be
directly.
instead of using a topical that you have to reapply two or three times during the day. Mm-hmm. The patch is meant to slowly release the cannabinoid in through the skin, and you have cannabis receptors in the surface of the skin, so it doesn't even have to penetrate deep enough to the bloodstream for you to get pain relief, to get a decrease in swelling and inflammation, increase in circulation, which also helps heal. But if you're talking about daily chronic back pain, which is something that I have, I definitely think a tincture is in order. I mean,
yeah.
Topical is great, and in the beginning, topical combination with a tincture. But after a couple of weeks, I stopped having to use topical because I just didn't need it anymore.
That tincture will stack in that system and start
right.
To...
The difference is that the topical or the patch is going to give you symptom relief, but it's not going to trigger the body to remove all of the sources of inflammation mm-hmm. that are causing the problem. You get rid of the root cause, you get rid of the problem. And so, for me, a tincture twice a day is not even negotiable.
Yeah. A little bit in the morning and right before you go to bed.
I'm sorry?
I didn't even know about the patch, but I also had like a sort of a two-part to
sure.
that. So, once you guys figure out, you know, what products, you know, are best for the customers, how do you go about figuring out what dose works? Is it more of like a trial and error with that customer?
Well,
or
yes, everybody's different. We usually start at a base serving size and go up from there slowly. A lot of people come in and they've been told that it takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, if you're anywhere near your serving size, you'll know right away. For me, the first time, I guess I probably overshot it a little bit. It did not take time.
Right.
I knew, and that was all she wrote.
I think I figured out mine in about 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I always start everybody, especially people who've never had it in their system whatsoever. It's like the typical put 5 drops under your tongue just so you see how your body
right.
receives it. And then it's like half the time people jump right to that quarter mark on the dropper.
Oh, see, I start people at 25 milligrams.
Go for the gusto.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you
want them to
but
feel
that's
it.
Average, though. Average, 20 to 40. You know, some people say 25 to 50. Most people fall in that category.
Mm-hmm.
I find that people with more pain
right.
Are going to be closer to the 50.
Mm-hmm. I would say so, yeah.
And definitely twice a day is a must with pain.
I would even say guys. Like mm-hmm. most of the guys that shop in my shop are taking anywhere from 45 to 83.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just
yeah, no, awesome. I appreciate the info. I definitely want to look into those patches for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know. I have in my store, we have 5 serving tinctures. So you can try 5 servings of 50, or you can do half a dropper and do 10 servings of 25. I usually advise people to start at 25,
right,
and do that twice a day. And if they notice nothing the first time, immediately go to 50.
Okay.
If it's okay, do 25 for, you know, 2 or 3 servings. But if they're really not getting a whole lot of relief, or some people will say, well, it helps my anxiety and sleep, but not my pain. And we bump it up to 50 and they're like, heck yeah, that's what I needed.
Right.
So it really, everyone's different. Your diet, your genes, your metabolism, what your medications you're taking, your stress levels, right. Everything about you playing a part in how your body needs, and even the number of cannabis receptors are different. Everyone's unique, and so there's just a general base that we start with and we build from there. But mm-hmm. we don't waste a lot of time because we don't want to waste your time and we don't want to waste your money. That's why we sell singles and 5 servings.
Yep, we do the same.
Yeah, that's understandable. Well, yep. Awesome. Hey, I appreciate the info. I'm definitely have some stuff I need to look into.
All right, yeah, and let us know if we can ever help you at all.
All right, awesome. You guys have a good one.
Thank you for calling in. All right, that was fun.
Yes.
That was my first time.
You did great.
Yeah.
Mine also.
Oh, I love it. It gets my motor going. I love to answer questions.
You can tell you're in your element.
I know. I get all laser focused and stuff.
My favorite is, like, with talking with people, is that Friday after hour, like when everybody knows off work,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming in for like, oh, I'm off work, I'm getting my CBD for the weekend. Mm-hmm. I have turned an 8-person line into a public forum of
ever minds. Everybody just kind of clump in and we'll have a little class real quick.
Right.
Because, you know, most people have the same general questions.
Mm-hmm.
The specifics are basically whatever their research they have done, if mm-hmm. any, and then, of course, their individual needs.
Exactly.
But everybody needs a base of knowledge, and it fascinates me, so I never get tired of talking about it. It's really fun. It's kind of crazy that we get to do this every day.
Exactly.
And it's people, I could, you know, I've said it 100 times on here, I couldn't do it for handbags and shoes. It's a lot, but it's worth it. Madison Bolt, Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
Cannabama West Mobile, 4:30 to 5:30. And then on December 28th, we will be having our next Cannabama Sessions After Hours concert. And I know we have Big Lex and I think Simone French. And a couple others. So I'm really excited. But we'll be back in just a second and we'll take some more calls. Thank you.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. We had 2 successful phone calls. I think we lost somebody on the break, so if you tried to call in, please call us back. The number is 251-343-0106. Something that I would like to point out is, we had a show a while back about the Kangen water,
yes.
And we did indeed get that installed in the West Mobile store and have been enjoying that. We just got our gallon jugs in, so those are available, and we're not upcharging for the gallon jugs. We have glass, dark glass jugs that make the water last a lot longer,
mm-hmm.
and I think they're about $8.
Okay.
I think I paid 7 and change, whatever it was, for them and shipping. And then I have some opaque plastic jugs, and those are a little less than $5.
Okay.
But the water's free, and you can bring your jug in as often as you want to for free, or bring your own jug and get the water for free. But what happens is, and I'm going to butcher this, I'm sure.
It's okay.
Is that the hydrogenated water opens up the cells in the body, and the body absorbs the hydration,
mm-hmm.
rather than digesting it.
Right.
But it opens up the cells, and it's easier for the cells to absorb whatever you're putting in the body. And so when you drink a glass of this water right before you use your CBD, it becomes more bioavailable simply because the body is ready to receive it. And just like Bill pointed out on the show, the body's 75% water, 25% solid matter. And when you take anything into the body like CBD or food or medicine, you're basically treating 25% of the body. Mm-hmm. And the other 75 is, you know, needs hydration. And even most of the fancy bottled waters now are too acidic.
Exactly.
And, way too acidic. And the body will compensate by leaching calcium from your bones to keep you from being outside of that range of pH where you can live. So we have the water available. It's really good water. I've had a lot of people saying that they tried to drink bottled water afterwards, and they were like, this is garbage, because it was so, there was such a difference.
There really is. I have had the pleasure of drinking the Kangen water for, well, since last week.
Yeah.
And I can honestly tell you that I don't think that I've ever been so thirsty.
Yeah.
It really does make you, you can really differentiate with the Kangen water what is thirst and what's hunger.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been kind of like, every time I kind of feel like I'm hungry, I'll drink a cup of the Kangen water just to see if my stomach is still telling me, hey, we need a little bit more of something.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
because I'm a
snacker.
Well,
we're all dehydrated. I mean, oh, I stay dehydrated.
I am. I went to the doctor for a week straight every other day, and each time was 20 pounds under water weight.
Wow.
I haven't been in since my Kangen water experience, and I'd like to go in just to kind of see.
Yeah.
Because I was drinking what I needed to be drinking daily based off my...
Well, the last time I tried to go and get a holistic hydration IV,
mm-hmm.
they stuck me 9 times.
Oh, that's not fun.
Trying to get an IV, and I had to go home with no hydration because I was so dehydrated that they could not get a vein.
Wow.
It kept blowing my veins. Mm. And yes, because of the bladder damage that I have from when my son was born, I have scar tissue, and I had a hole in my bladder that they had to patch, and it only holds about half as much as a normal person. And so if I drink a glass of water, I have to go to the bathroom every 10 minutes for an hour, and I can't do that, you know, in the store.
Right.
So I just avoid, I avoid drinking water, and I stay dehydrated. And I was a firm believer after drinking a 12-ounce glass of Kangen water and never went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Because your body absorbed.
Oh, my goodness. This is a miracle. Oh, yes, yeah. My body absorbed it instead of digesting it. And that was a miracle to me because it's been 16 years.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It's really good tasting water, too.
And there you can pretty much disinfect your house with one of the settings on
right.
the machine.
The acid water, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you can see how much... How many toxins are actually in the fruit and vegetables that we bring home and think that we're cleaning?
Right, right.
I watched a very interesting video of cherry tomatoes being washed in regular water.
Yes.
And
no,
water,
I watched that in person.
Okay.
Yes,
they literally just sit in the cup.
We are gonna have that class very soon.
Oh, and I will gladly. I will be there because it's so. I mean, it just fascinates me because we don't know how toxic everything is that we're really putting into our body. Gosh,
right.
Faucet
well, even
water.
The core waters and mm-hmm. those life waters
the beautiful
and stuff,
bottling.
They're still acid. They are still acid.
Mm-hmm.
So
Gatorade.
Oh, yeah.
The Body Armor beverages, 7
all
up.
That. I think we have a caller.
Well
we had maybe
a caller.
Not. Did we hang up?
Try again.
Is that it? Nope. Okay. Well,
but yeah.
Anyway,
that Kangen water is. Oh, we've been doing some experimenting at our shop with it.
Yeah.
So Bubba makes coffee. Bubba's mm-hmm. beans, and
they have a coffee setting.
Well, we don't have our machine yet, so they've been bringing us water. Well, Bubba made cold brew.
Yes.
With the Kangen water, because you can actually brew coffee and tea at room temperature with Kangen water.
Right.
And he made a cold brew, let it seep for 12 hours, and we sold 12 bottles on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint mocha flavor. People were drinking them while they were in shop. They were infused with, oh gosh, it's a hog strain of CBD hemp flower that was decarbed. And then we've got coffee grinders at the shop. And I kid you not, those people were like, am I already feeling this?
Mm-hmm.
Am I feeling this? And they're like, we didn't know if it was the CBD or if it was the caffeine. But
both, probably body both.
Oh, my gosh, they loved it. And
right. Yeah, it's probably both because your body was able to absorb it so fast.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, we have not felt this coffee feel in so long.
Really? So, wow. All right. We do have another caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
My name's John.
Okay, John, what can we do for you?
You guys were talking about edibles earlier.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to put flour in some brownies, and I think I'm missing a step. I just didn't know if you guys had any pointers.
Did you make butter?
No, I've just been putting the herb directly into the
And do they taste god awful?
Yeah, they taste god awful every time.
Okay, so, well, let Miss Whitney tell you how to make butter.
So, number one step with the rule, well, my rule of thumb is we're not going to actually put the flour into the brownie. We are going to put the flour into the oven and we're going to decarb it.
Yep.
I like 220 for 30 minutes.
Yep.
And then you let it come out and cool it off. And then you're going to use clarified butter. If you use stick butter, you're going to have to remove all that frothy fat from on top of it. So clarified butter, they have it in your baking section in most grocery store chains. And I actually have a cheat. I use magical butter. It's a machine that I got off of Amazon. It's amazing. And so for 2 hours, it's set on 160 with the flour, the decarbed flour, and 10 technical sticks of butter, or you can use 2 jars of clarified butter. And after that, you have to go through the fun process of straining.
Yes, you strain the flour out of the butter because it's already infused the oil into the fat, which is how you want. You got to have fat with your cannabinoids for the body to absorb it.
Right. And so.
And then you use the butter to make the brownies.
That makes a lot more sense.
And cookies and put it on toast.
And
anything you want.
A flat egg sandwich, I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
How about plain pasta?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Put it in yogurts.
Sounds good.
You name it, you can put it in there.
Yes, so. Just look for a recipe for can of butter. But really, you heat it on a cookie sheet, and then you cook it in the clarified butter, and that's it.
Oh, crock pot. That's another way I've heard people liking to do it is crock pot.
And then you just strain out the flour, and it's already infused.
Perfect.
Let us know how it goes.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Fred.
Fred, how are you doing?
Doing good. I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
One, I had tried some oil some time back from another area, but I think it gave me a headache. Is that a common occurrence, or is it something to do with the type of oil, or what can you tell me about that?
Well, assuming that it is a good quality oil with a good cannabinoid content, yes, actually, there is something called a Herxheimer response, and it is basically a sign of detox. So however old you are, it took you that many years to get to the state you were in the day that you tried CBD oil. And what CBD oil does is it triggers the brain to tell the body, release all these toxins we're hanging on to, back to the bloodstream, and get them out. And sometimes that's not fun. A headache is actually a very, very common response. Now, when I say common, very few people have a detox response. But headache and feeling sleepy for 2 to 3 days max is the most common one I see.
Mm-hmm.
I've read that it can cause flare symptoms, like if you have an autoimmune disease or something. But anytime it causes a headache, it's actually a good sign. But if it's uncomfortable, We always don't stop taking it. Just back it off and try, you know, a half of a serving from what you started on for 3 or 4 days and let your body slowly absorb it and slowly detox. It may be that that serving size is causing the detox to happen more rapidly and that it's, you know, all that junk that's in your joints and in your tissues is going to the bloodstream. It's kind of like when you go and have a deep tissue massage and you feel like you have the flu. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It is a good sign. That means it's doing its job.
I had some poor quality or that I had some personal, I mean, I do have a personal thing with it, but I'll get over it is what you're saying.
Yes, you will definitely get over it. It does not last. Okay. It's much more common for people to say that it makes them sleepy, but after a couple of days, then they're fine. I mean, like 2-3 days max, and then they're fine.
I won't be scared, but. My second question is really healthy, but I have severe arthritis in both wrists, right there near my thumb. Okay, so I'm sorry if I've missed earlier portions of the show, but what would you suggest for that? A patch, or would you?
No, if it's in both of your hands, I would suggest a salve.
Yeah, me too.
You know, whether or not you like mentholated, we have mentholated, we have non-mentholated. I would suggest a salve. Salve is really great at penetrating the skin. You'll get immediate relief. It'll help with the range of motion in your joint, and it'll help with the pain. And you can use it periodically throughout the day. I have a friend who has carpal tunnel in both wrists really badly, and she wears braces on both hands. And she swears by the Weed Sport salve.
Right.
Loves it. That's what she uses, and it helps her because she said without it, you know, she's like, I couldn't go to work.
Well, I sell about a case a week of the Helping Friendly.
Yeah, yeah. Which is salve is the way to go. Especially for joint pain and joint
is there a brand
stiffness.
You say, or
she said
Weed
Sport.
Yeah, the Weed Sport is it is menthol, tea tree oil, peppermint, corn mint, arnica, coconut oil, beeswax, and full spectrum CBD. But we have lots of different types of salves with and without the THC. Creams and lotions, gels, roll-ons, if you prefer more of an aloe base than a beeswax and oil base. There's lots of great topical products, but salves really get in there and penetrate to
And they're
me.
Not really greasy once they've absorbed.
Right.
And
they're
get
really
the
great. The coconut oil, it seems greasy at first, but it absorbs so well into the skin, and our hands tend to be really dry anyway.
Right.
When I use it on my feet, I never need a pedicure.
Hey, right?
Yep.
But yep. So
that's
weed,
what I would do. Definitely.
Weed Sport, or there's Helping Friendly salve. And what's one of the roll-on? What's your roll-on?
I have a Vichy roll-on, and I have a Clean Remedies roll-on.
Okay.
I have full spectrum and isolate creams. We have all sorts of stuff.
That's cool.
Yep.
Great. Okay. I'll come by.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, I think we're ready for a break. We'll come back and finish up the show in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Jennifer Boozer from Cannabama and Whitney Sheldon from Bombay & Company, a CBD store in Daphne. Real quick, before we take any more calls, I wanted to say we are going to host a ladies' night on Sunday, December 15th. It'll be like 5 o'clock at our West Mobile location. It's bigger. It's fancier. And we are going to do all sorts of fun stuff. Now, we usually talk about sex. We talk about PMS, menopause, mental health. We have a real good time. We'll do massages. We will do petty bombs. So a couple of people will get a massage. A couple of people will get to soak their feet with our fancy new petty bombs.
Hey.
We'll probably make some mocktails. and of course some edibles.
Yes.
So that will be a lot of fun. That'll be Sunday night on the 15th at 5 o'clock. Bring a friend, get a gift. And I will post an event on our Facebook page that we can share. And last time we had a really good time.
Yeah.
I gave out free samples of lube. It was fun. We had a good time. And we always do a giveaway, too. So I'll probably, since it's Christmas, I'll probably give away a Christmas gift set.
Okay.
And we'll just draw names.
I'll match that.
Yeah. We'll have a good basket. I think the basket that I'm thinking of is $175 value. Mm-hmm. So be excited.
Right.
And you can come check out our new Cushmedics products.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Man, they smell
CBD
and
topicals
feel so
for
great.
The skincare snob. All right. Well, let's recap real quick. Puff and Paint.
December 14th, 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Come to the shop or DM on Instagram, message me on Facebook, and I can reserve your seat. It's $50 a person. We have 16 slots left. So
okay.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
And that pays for your paint. Yep. That pays for your food. That pays for your pre-rolls. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. That sounds good.
Oh, it's fun. Oh, man, it's fun.
Yeah, it's $35 just to get to the paint part.
Right.
At least.
Think about you do the painting with the twist.
Right.
And you got to bring all your own food. If I'm
telling
you.
And you can still drive home.
Right. No Uber necessary.
Right.
You'll leave with clear mind.
You'll
and focus.
Actually save money. You're welcome.
Right.
Well, and then don't forget then that Ladies Night will be the next night. So if
yes.
you guys want to just cannabis
weekend.
Yes.
Why not?
In the middle of Christmas. I mean, who doesn't need a break? And if you can't make it to Puff and Paint and you can make it to Ladies Night or vice versa.
Right. Definitely.
We'll both be there in both activities. So
we are the only people who are not going to stress you out during the holidays.
That's right. We are going to make you so relaxed it's not even funny. It'll actually be pretty funny.
Mood altering.
We laugh a lot. We do. All right. Well, I don't know if we're going to have any more calls tonight, but that's okay. We can just continue to talk about our future plans.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to in the new year?
You know, just I love meeting new people through the shop.
Yeah.
That's probably like my favorite thing.
Just getting to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
I think 2020 is going to be a pretty exciting year.
I do too.
I mean, 2019 was pretty stinking wild for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Me too. I would say so. New business venture.
Right. When did you open?
I opened in July.
July? I thought it was earlier than that.
Mm-mm.
I could have sworn it was May. I don't know why I was thinking May.
Maybe I was hawking products out the house.
I don't know. Seems like it's been longer than that.
But yeah, July 15th was my official open date.
I remember that now. I remember seeing that thinking, who is this lady?
Mm-hmm. little old me.
Yeah, I know. That's
yeah.
so funny.
So it's been great. Just, you know, be in that place where you're community feels comfortable coming in,
right.
sharing their secrets, really, because, well, they think that they're secrets, but everybody usually has the same thing going on in their life. But
mm-hmm.
just, you know, you being that person that they're like, hey, I really need to know about CBD, and I want you to tell me about it.
Right. Yeah.
You kind of feel special.
It
every
well, it
day.
It does. It is very special. When you take it seriously and mm-hmm. you love it like we do, it is special for someone to trust you.
Oh, yeah. Big time, especially people who you never in a million years would have stepped foot
right
in your shop.
I've met so many people that I never would have come into contact with
ever.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought? I want a nappy this year.
Amazing.
Got to hang out with all these really smart, savvy business people, feeling like a total phony.
Like, I'm making it.
Yeah. And you know, just like people with the Downtown Alliance and the Chamber and, you know, in city officials and people in real estate and marketing and, you know, all kinds of different walks of life. People in the medical field.
Right. I've met a lot of doctors and nurses this year.
Met a couple famous people, you know, just done some traveling.
Yeah.
And really gotten to see a lot of different corners of the industry. And, man, I've met some really awesome people through Facebook and different groups that I'm in, and I've learned so much from all of them. It's really exciting because you know, sometimes you got to wade through the ones that are here to make a bunch of money.
Right. True colors will shine.
To get to the other ones that are like you. But when you meet people, you know, kind of like when we met, you know, our souls match.
Yeah.
And you just know this is my person.
Like your spirit animal.
Yes. Yeah. That is so great. I get teared up sometimes thinking about it because, you know, it's amazing. No one thinks you're crazy and everyone knows what you're talking about.
Yes.
Everyone else is crazy in the same way. It's like all going to the same nut house or something.
Right. But accepting that you're there.
Right. Enjoying it.
Right.
Yes, yes, enjoying it. Well, I know that, you know, with the FDA sending out all these letters, there's some people, even in local businesses, yikes, that are selling products that are on that hit list. And I was, you know, I was when these lists come out, I always hold my breath a little, like,
oh yeah,
what do I not know? Because I know my people and I know my brands, and I'm like, but you know, you never really know until you know. So I always look at them and go, okay, don't be on there, don't be on there. And thank goodness they never are, because we try to only deal with people that have the utmost integrity. So I was relieved to not have any products on that list.
I did not either.
Yes. See, that's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to say goodnight. You can find me at Canabama, 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and at 2090 Schillinger Road South in West Mobile. And you can find Whitney and Daphne
at 25935 Friendship Road, Daphne. Yes.
And Canabama.com, you can find out very soon, even though I said Wednesday we would be launching the website. We hit some potholes, bumps,
hiccups,
and had to manually redo everything. So I'm actually going back home now to finish that. And hopefully, hopefully by tomorrow, miss Cyber Monday and
one
all.
Day, but, one day, Jen's going to get some good sleep.
Yes, but Canabama.com. Online store and delivery service is coming, I promise. I know y'all are like, yeah, right, you said that last week. Thank you for joining us, guys. We had a good time. I'm super excited. I think we should do this call-in thing once a month.
At least once a month.
Thank you, Whitney.
Oh, anytime.
We'll see y'all next week.